Phone Boy Speaks, episode 823, Uncarrier 9.0.
T-Mobile did their Uncarrier event today, and I only just sort of read press releases and stuff. I didn't watch it. I was busy doing other things, but it's good stuff, right? They announced new business plans, right? Which, you know, starting at, you know, what is it? It's $160 for 10 lines with, you know, unlimited text, voice, and a gigabyte of data per line. And if you want to have more lines, the price goes down. If you want to add data, you can either pay per line or you can, you know, buy a pool or whatever. I mean, they've made it, you know, but they published all this stuff, which is unlike what any of the other carriers do for their business lines. Everything is a negotiated contract with those things. And so, by putting it out there, I think they're definitely, going to draw some attention, I think. And certainly companies are going to look at it. They also decided to start paying, you know, the off devices. You can switch to T-Mobile now, and they'll pay not only the early termination fee, but if you have one of those device installment plans from AT&T or Verizon or Sprint, they'll pay that off if you want to come move over to them. Of course, you have to buy a new device and all of that stuff. So yes, there's somewhat of a commitment there, but at the same time, yes, you're moving to T-Mobile, and T-Mobile realizes that yes, that's expensive, but customer acquisition is expensive, and you know, it may have a short-term impact on their financials, but given the rate they're adding customers, I don't think it's going to be for very long that this is going to be an issue. And the other thing that they announced, which I kind of look at it and go, well, all the carriers have done that for a long time, is that they basically said, look, we're not going to increase your prices especially if you get some sort of like promotional deal. So they made one of their deals, like was it four lines for, you know, $100 a month or something. That's not going to be a promotion that will expire. I mean, you're going to continue to keep that for as long as you have it, right? You can change your plan. They might lower the price, but they're not going to raise the price. But again, if you look at like AT&T, right? I mean, there's customers that still have unlimited data, and AT&T hasn't offered unlimited data since like 2008 or something. So, or maybe two, I don't know, whatever. It's been a long time, but customers still have that. So they're, you know, what they're eliminating, I guess, is limited time promotions. So, it's, I don't know, it's all good stuff. You can go read the press releases, and I'm sure there's lots of tech douchebag articles extolling the virtues of all of these things. I certainly ran across several, but just read the press releases. That's really all you need. You don't need the hyperbole and stuff. I'm sure the announcement was the usual obscenity-filled the speech that John Ledger gives whenever he announces anything. You know, good stuff. I mean, it's nice to see T-Mobile, trying to push the boundaries and getting the rest of the industry to change in ways that are more positive. I have some lines still on T-Mobile and, you know, for my family, but I definitely like what they're doing, and hope they continue and take away some market share from Verizon and AT&T, which own the majority of it. And, you know, definitely. And if it's better for everybody else, that, you know, is a result of the rest of the market reacting to what they're doing, great. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, lower prices and better service are something, you know, we all could have. It's nice that T-Mobile is leading the way and pushing the envelope. And even for customers that aren't T-Mobile customers, they're benefiting from these, all of the changes that they're trying to push through the rest of the industry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.